You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Michigan Trump Republicans are rallying tonight in the West Michigan town of Hesperia, with more rallies planned around the state in coming months. Here with us now from the Michigan Trump Republicans is rally organizer Michon Maddock, who is a co-chair of the Trump campaign in Oakland County. I want to welcome you to Stateside.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Michon, I was looking at the website for the Michigan Trump Republicans, and there was a statement that jumped out at me, and I will read it. Every day, Trump supporters wonder, how can it get worse? And it's kind of interesting because I think there are a lot of Americans who do not support this president who ask themselves the very same question. So why are you and Trump supporters, you know, asking this question?
Well, as a Trump supporter, I can tell you that I certainly feel under attack myself. This isn't about me at all or any of the fellow supporters that I'm working with. It's about our president that we worked really hard to get elected. And since the election, you would think that we would be able to relax or sit back and take a breather and watch what President Trump is going to do to transform America and what we believe will make America great again. Instead, it's been a nonstop barrage of attacks. And I think in that statement that you read, it's really just, you know, every single day, no matter what is happening in our country, everything we feel is being laid at the feet of President Trump. And it's just an ongoing attempt to try to stop his agenda. And that's coming from both the left and, unfortunately, some people within our own party.
Let's roll up to what happened two weekends ago in Charlottesville. What did you think about the president's responses to what happened there?
Well, I know it makes people angry, but his initial response was perfectly acceptable to me. I think it's ridiculous that we have to dumb it down, that he had to come out and specifically renounce the KKK and neo-Nazis. I mean, that's just a given. These are evil organizations, which is what he said. Anybody that would get into a car and drive into a group of people, I don't care what group they're representing, those are murderous, evil people, and that's exactly what he called them. And, of course, his response is never enough. He's been called a racist. He's been called a Nazi. You know, I've been dealing with those types of accusations since campaigning for him, so it's certainly not new. But that's why Michigan Trump Republicans has organized. It's why we feel like we must be on the front lines with him, not on the sidelines. He needs candidates and political backers that don't second-guess him or check political wins before they speak publicly.
But, Michon, can you understand why there were Americans who were critical of the president's response? Because initially he did not call out these hate groups by name. And to many people, it appeared he equivocated and said there were, you know, blame on many sides, and then said many fine people on both sides. And that initial statement did not call those groups out by name. Can you understand why people were bothered by that?
I can't, personally. I know that there are people who will make excuses, but part of the reason I can't is that I live day to day under scrutiny and under attack for supporting our president. It's what I do. It's not what I do for a living by any means. I own a business with my husband, and I'm just an activist. I was a national delegate for Trump. I was a county co-chair for the Michigan Trump campaign. So I've spent over a year fighting for Trump's agenda and fighting to get him elected. And I've watched him suffer attacks. I've got to spend time with him personally and his wife during the last week of the campaign and all of his children. And I can tell you that these are hardworking, patriotic Americans. So I have to tell you, part of the reason it's easy for me to defend him as not being a racist is that's what people are calling me. And so it's really easy for me to see how easy it is to just label somebody and walk away from it. I mean, I don't have a racist cell in my body, and yet I have people on social media and by text, you know, calling me a KKK descendant and a racist. And so it's really easy for me now that I'm suffering that same persecution to see what it must be like for him.
In your message to supporters on the Michigan Trump Republican website, there's an encouragement to people who are checking in on the MTR website to demonstrate love to combat their hate. What does that kind of love look like, do you think?
I mean, I would just encourage people to come out and see our events. We welcome everybody. We've even had people that are angry with President Trump that show up at our events. I mean, we open in prayer. We talk about the positive things happening in our country, the jobs that are being created, the regulation that is being taken off of businesses' backs, about the wonderful things that our president is doing for veterans and for police officers. And, you know, it is a positive message. That is a message of love. In my opinion, you only see the name calling and the hate and the anger from the other side, which is why it's just so incredible to me that they call the side of Republicans as the hate groups. I don't speak any words of hate towards anybody that goes against President Trump. Instead, I would just hope that they would just open their mind and try to see what he's doing and to give him a chance and to let his agenda go through so that we can really see true change in our country and our state.
I'm speaking with Michonne Maddock of the Michigan Trump Republicans. They're holding a rally tonight in the West Michigan town of Hesperia. And that statement that I referred to on the MTR website, Michonne, there's a lot of blame being cast at the radical left, at the mainstream media, even GOP legislators. What responsibility do you think President Trump and his supporters like you should take on why his approval rating is only about 36% in Michigan?
First of all, I don't believe that approval rating. I mean, I just saw a story. I shared it on my Facebook page that MSNBC just shared about how low the approval rating is for Trump in Ohio, Michigan, and one other state. I think it was Wisconsin. I think it's, I hate to tell you, I'm talking to the media, it's fake news. If you came to the rallies that we have organized, and part of the reason we did this is it's really to give these people a voice. We booked facilities that would hold 40 to 50 people. Well, we have had no less than 120 people at every event. Tonight, we are going to be in the middle of nowhere in Hesperia, Michigan. We have over 220 people confirmed for tonight in a room that really will be lucky to hold 175. The reason this is happening is that people overwhelmingly want to come out and show their support for President Trump. These are the people that worked hard across our state to elect him, and they're called the silent majority. And I believe the reason they are the silent majority is they're not in any of those polls. But remember, those were the same polls that said that there was no way Trump would win Michigan.
And we probably should just point out for purpose of accuracy, that was the Marist poll, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, those three states.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Michonne, you described the rally in terms of peace, of being welcome, anyone's welcome. One of the guest speakers you've invited is Dave Ajema, who's former state representative and Republican National Committee man, who was censured by National Republican Party leaders in 2015 for his social media post, including calling gay people filthy, questioning what Muslims have ever done for American society, reposting an essay from a white supremacist magazine about black people not being able to reason well. Why was it important for you to have him at tonight's event?
He is a strong voice on this side of the state, a very strong leader in conservative values. And like I said, our focus here is supporting people who support President Trump and his agenda. Dave Ajema represents that type of a Republican. And although there may be some backlash from some people within the Republican Party, don't forget that's exactly one of our messages about protecting President Trump. Is not every Republican, unfortunately, is on board to support our president. That's why it's really important for us to vet out and find out who those people are.
What do you say to someone who is just a hardworking person who happens to be Jewish or black or from an immigrant family who doesn't feel that there's a place for them at the Trump table? How do you keep the Republican Party from just being an attractive option for white people only?
It's ridiculous. One of the candidates who's coming to speak tonight that you're not mentioning is Lena Epstein. I mean, first of all, she's a woman. So, you know, that defeats the whole narrative of Trump hates women. She's Jewish. Lena Epstein is a very vocalist leader who is running to defeat Debbie Stabenow, and she is a Jewish woman. So I would encourage all minorities to come out and hear a positive, loving message. And they are going to see that they are welcomed into this party. You know, we just held a rally in Howell, Michigan, and that is where I suffered the most personal attack for a Facebook Live video that I did. And I'll tell you what they talked about. There are no the constant comments that I heard were that there was not enough color in the audience. And that, to me, that is a racist comment. That is somebody looking into our audience and looking to see color. And first of all, I don't feel like as an American who's not racist, I should have to look around a room and think to myself, is there enough color in this room? Is there enough Jewish person in this room or enough Asian person in this room? But I found myself doing that only because I was forced to. And you know what it dawned on me? We had a Japanese man who was one of the organizers. We had a Hispanic woman who was one of the organizers of the event. We had more than enough racial diversity in the room. And Lena Epstein was there also, who is representing a Jewish community. So the truth is their narrative, it's a lie. It's not even true. It isn't. The Republican Party is not made up of white men. That's just the story that they like to pound over and over and over to the minions who follow them.
Thank you. We just want to let you know that we did not see on the Facebook page that Lena Epstein was going to be speaking tonight. We've actually had her on stateside. Okay. But thank you for letting us know that she will be there tonight as well. The rally in Hesperia, in the West Michigan town of Hesperia. Michonne Maddock, Michigan Trump Republicans. Thank you for speaking with us on stateside, Michonne.
I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
We did reach out to Lena Epstein, who was the co-chair of the Trump campaign in Michigan, and offered a chance to talk, but she did not get back with us.